Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in California. Today is Monday, February 28, 2022, and today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are at page XVI, the foreword to the second edition, first paragraph, prior to his journey to Akron. And today's readers are Kara L., Penny L.C., and Leslie W. The reference number for the special edition on Sunday is 18,607, and the share ID for Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Meeting, is 18,608. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Leslie W. to read the 12 steps.
Thank you. This is Leslie W., a recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. The 12 steps. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Thank you. And I will now ask Leslie W. to now read the 12 traditions.
It's the Leslie W. show. Okay. 12 traditions. All right, here we go. Tradition 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our root conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Tradition 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Tradition 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Tradition 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Tradition 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Tradition 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Tradition 8. OA should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Tradition 9, OA as such never ought be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Tradition 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Tradition 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. Tradition 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Ever remember to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service. Pat.
Thank you so much for your service, Leslie. How our meeting works, our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. I'll be timing and just come in and say gentle reminder or time. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page XVI, the foreword to the second edition, and the first paragraph only, and I will ask Kara L. to begin reading for us. Thank you, Kara.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Prior to his journey to Akron, the broker had worked hard with many alcoholics on the theory that only an alcoholic could help another can help an alcoholic, but he had succeeded only in keeping himself sober. The broker had gone to Akron on a business venture which had collapsed, leaving him greatly in fear that he might start drinking again. He suddenly realized, in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. That alcoholic turned out to be the Akron physician. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. And I love, you know, the foreword to the second edition is I love this foreword because it does dive into some of the history of AA. And we get little glimpses of
Kara, we lost you for a second. Kara? We're having a hard time hearing you, Kara.
Yes.
There you are.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
And he, you know, and he had succeeded only keeping himself sober, but he was sober, which was a miracle. And then, you know, here he is, and he's like, oh, gosh, it's not going well here. Business deal's going south. And he realizes he must carry this message to another alcoholic. And so he calls, and he gets a hold of Bob eventually through a couple calls. And I think, wow, the only thing he knew was, I just got to work with someone else. You know, he wasn't trying to plan something. He wasn't trying to start this, you know, this huge movement. He was just like, I'm in trouble. I need to go help someone else. And I learned so much from that, because usually when I think I'm in trouble or I think I need to fix something, I'm fixing something. I'm never thinking of another person. I'm never thinking, you know, I'm never being of service. And today in recovery, I know that when I'm starting to feel like Bill was, that's when I have to get my head down. That's when I have to write it out. That's when I need, to reach out to fellows and check in and be in the work, be in the book. Because I don't know how it works, but things get better. And I don't know how, you know, I just know that my higher power is taking care of me when I am being of service. I know that my higher power is always there, and I know that these steps work. And that's the faith I have today, that the steps work and that I have a higher power that's there for me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kara L., for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I'm going to start taking a lineup, and if you haven't shared on Friday or Thursday, then please give me your name.
Kathleen O.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Bonnie B.
Bonnie B. Anyone else? All righty. Well, let's start the lineup. Go ahead, Kathleen O.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Kathleen O in California. So things weren't going Bill's way. And, you know, when things don't go well for addicts, we have a choice. We can, for us, we can go to the food for that ease and comfort, or we can help other people. And Bill knew that his choice was to drink or carry the message. So he ended up carrying that message to the Akron physician, who was Dr. Bob Smith. And we're told that this book is meant to be suggestive only. And there's many suggestions for dealing with our food problems in the big book, but I think there's approximately 40 musts. And he suddenly realized in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. And, you know, what message am I carrying? Well, I'm carrying the steps. I'm carrying the message that I have an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. And the mental twist where I have the inability to remember the pain and suffering that comes at once when I eat my alcoholic foods. So I love that sentence in the big book, there must be no lurking notion that someday I'll be immune to these alcoholic foods. And must is something that should not be overlooked. You know, I can't miss the opportunity to carry this message to others who are suffering from this disease that will really, truly, mentally and physically kill. And nothing ensures immunity as intensive work with other compulsive overeaters. So, you know, carrying the message is sponsoring, attending meetings, talking to other compulsive overeaters on the phone, and staying abstinent. Those are all ways of carrying the message. And we share our experience, strength, and hope with each other so that others may solve the problem of compulsive overeating. And, you know, we help each other recover. So carrying the message reminds me when I'm talking to other compulsive overeaters or I'm sponsoring, it reminds me of everything that I need to not forget. And if I don't carry this message, it's guaranteed I'm going to forget. So I don't want to forget. And I don't ever want to experience that pain and suffering that comes from the first bite. So like Bill, when things get tough, I don't want to pick up. I just pick up the phone, not the food. And with that, I pass. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Kathleen. Oh, and next up is Bonnie B., and then I'll be taking another lineup. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your service. Good morning, Bonnie B., recovered by the grace of God from Florida, from Minnesota, but currently in Florida. So the two sentences that stick out to me are, he had worked hard. Sometimes this program is hard, right? I mean, there are times where it's not always convenient for me to pick up the phone, but how grateful am I when I have 10 steps that someone is willing to pick up the phone for me? So he worked hard with other people, and then when he drops down to the bottom of that paragraph there where it says, you know, his life was collapsing around him, I have days like that where I feel like everything is falling apart around me. And when that happens, I know that if I don't instantly go to the phone lines and, number one, give away what's going on inside of me, because it is all about me, and then, number two, be instantly of service to other people and get my head off of me. And part of that is obviously sponsoring, but part of it is just doing program work. I'll be back in the food. I don't know where I would be if the people, and I've relapsed many times and I've said that on this phone line, I don't know where I would be if there weren't people who continually picked the phone up for me and took my hand again and with no strings attached said, here, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me show you the way that you need to go. Let me show you what I've done. This is what we're doing for each other. And this is what suddenly he realized. That suddenly to me is that thing on the inside, you know, when the food is down and I know that I'm anxious or I have thoughts that are not happy, joyous, and free. That to me is my God speaking to the inside of me. That suddenly is what I want. I ask for that every day. I ask that God would continue to like check me on the inside, because I don't want to go back to the food. And I am smart enough at this point to know that I'm one thought away from it. And the only thing that keeps me immune is doing this work. And again, it's God's work, because the goal isn't to get me recovered so that I can just be recovered. The goal is to get me recovered so I can be of service to other people. That is the goal. That is the ultimate goal. And so this is what he was doing, and he had that suddenly, and then he knew he must. And so for me, as a compulsive overeater, if I don't engage in this program often, I'm in trouble. I'm really just one thought away from going back into the food. So it works on both ends. And I'm grateful that for people that picked up, but I also know that I need to pick up and I need to be of service too. And it's a gift. It did go from I had to I get to. Now it is my happy place. And I consider it a privilege to talk with people. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. And again, I so appreciate you guys and for the service that you do. Have a blessed day. I'll pass.
Thanks, Bonnie. All right, I'm ready to take another lineup. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days and you'd like to share today on this paragraph that we read, please give me your name.
Diane B.
Crystal S. Diane B. Crystal S.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Anyone else?
Jennifer H.
Jennifer H. Anyone who maybe has never shared and wants to say hi? It seems like now is a good time. Okay, I'll circle back around again. So why don't we get started? Go ahead, Diane B. You're up.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Diane B., gratefully recovered compulsive eater in New York. And what really struck me this time reading it, because I've read it over and over, is when it says, he suddenly realized. So the reason that stuck out to me is because when we read in more about alcoholism, we read about Jim, who suddenly the thought occurred to him. And I have had so many times when that suddenly thought came to me, and I would just go into automatic and do, you know, pick up or do something crazy. That was not really healthy for me. And today I know better that when I get that sudden thought or that sudden recognition, I know that that's HP speaking to me. And so I have to remember to take that pause and to think about it and to say a prayer, even if it's just, please God help me, or, you know, grant me serenity, just something really, really short. Only here we're seeing that Bill realizes that suddenly he realized that in order to save himself, he must carry the message to another alcoholic. And that really is what's keeping me sober today. That really is helping me to maintain my abstinence and to continue to grow in my recovery, is working with others. It's so important for my program. So I just wanted to say that suddenly, that thought, whatever it is, that I know that I have to just stop and take a moment and think about whatever it is, be it a good thing, you know, a healthy thing or a not healthy thing. So thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane B. And Crystal S., you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Crystal S. from California, compulsive overeater. I'm stricter
Say, what a great way to start the week. Monday at 7:19 a.m. walking along the water, hearing about being of service. Wow. I was at a celebration of life yesterday for a woman who was my sponsor in another program. And this topic was the theme. There was over 100 people there, and it was all about being of service. And one of the shares before was, gosh, had she not have been there for me, I wouldn't be here today. And my OA sponsor now, had he not have been there for me, wow. I mean, just the magic of it all, for free and for fun, and to just give it away because it helps us in the end. It's today that I have to be careful. I'm really good in emotional things. It's the day after. So I just thought I would speak up and say I'm grateful to be part of this program. I'm reminded every day to just be of service when it's my time. So thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry for your loss. Deborah G is up next.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Deborah G from Arizona, and thank you so much for leading us this morning and all those that made this meeting possible and all the shares so far. And what came up for me was the experience I had with visions when I first came in. I was so welcomed here, so welcomed. People were calling me, and when I would call them, they would, you know, love that I called. I felt like I could call others. And in that feeling experience, I learned that that's something I can do, what I need to do. When I did my step work and realized that I need to reach out to others like they reached out to me, be there for others like they were with me in this program. And it's really cool because, you know, I used to not, because what was going on with me, I thought there was something wrong with me. You know, I've got this fear, I've got this resentment, I've got dishonesty, you know, that shame that would keep me from doing that. And then I would end up going to the food. And today, what is so beautiful is that when I have something crop up, which is going to crop up, and like he had that fear, I can call another fellow in this program or other programs that I'm in and do a 10-step with them or talk about what's going on with me. And they are my tribe. They understand. They've been there. And they thank me because not only am I doing what I need to do with whatever I need to do with, but I'm also 12-stepping them by calling them. And talking about that and letting them have the opportunity to be of service too. It's just a beautiful gift. And, you know, and the sponsoring and being a servant, all those things, getting out of self. And my sponsor reminds me because when I get hard on myself about it, it's going to crop up. And I'm getting more to that realization because of all of you. You know, just loving me through whatever. And then in turn, I can love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah G. The next up is Jennifer H., and then I'm going to take a new lineup. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi, this is Jennifer H. in North Alabama. Thank you, Recovered Compulsive Overeaters. Thank you all for your service and holding the meeting this morning. And I was so excited to be reading this great paragraph. And, you know, what suddenly, you know, hit me was that I'm really grateful that it'll be, there'll be a specific thing that'll really help me. And this one was when, that he was on a, you know, business venture which had collapsed because I have been kind of get into my old frame of mind of feeling down because a place I used to work collapsed and a couple other ones have closed and all this kind of post-COVID effects happening. And then I got some other yucky financial news and everything else that's going on in the world. So I can get into a bad frame of my mind, which is where I used to live all the time. But now I can recognize when I'm kind of in self and that way. And then as this paragraph explains, the things that are painful, what I know now, from working the steps and everything in the program, is that the reason for pain is spiritual growth, and sometimes the worst things will turn out to be something that God does something great with, which here he was sitting there thinking about how bad it was, and then what happened out of that very thing was how he met Dr. Bob. So, that's just the things that happen. We put things in God's hands were better than anything we could have imagined. And I've placed my will and my life into God's care. So all I have to do is keep showing up and doing these things that you guys have so wonderfully listed, as the things that I do in the program to be recovered. And then I can look at everything completely differently, and instead of looking at things the old way I used to look at them. And know that it's all in God's care. And so I'm grateful to you guys for being here. And I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And I'm ready to take a new lineup. So I just want to remind everybody also that we are reading today from the Big Book. And we are in the foreword to the second edition on page XVI. We read that first paragraph prior to his journey to Akron. One paragraph only. So if you haven't shared in the past 2 days on any vision call, we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Babylonia.
Duke in Rhode Island.
Franny.
I'm in Indiana.
Duke in Rhode Island.
I got you, Duke. I have Babylonia. I have Duke. I have Franny V. And then there was someone else that came in.
Miriam from Indiana.
Miriam. Okay.
Jim from New York.
And Jim. Great. I have Babylonia, Duke, Franny, Miriam, Jim. Anyone else I missed?
Kathy Jo P.
Kathy Jo P. And then who was right after Kathy? Was it Deborah? Another Deborah? Okay. If I haven't said your name, let me know. Otherwise, we're going to get started. Babylonia, Duke, Franny, Miriam, Jim, Kathy Jo P.
And Constance B.
Two people just came in. So go ahead, one at a time.
I just need to find out where we're reading again, please. I didn't get it all. Sorry, Nancy.
Oh, sure. Page XVI, forward to the second edition, the first paragraph prior to his journey to Akron is how it starts. Okay, so after Kathy Jo P., please tell me who that was.
Constance B.
Duke.
Constance, that's it. Okay, that is a good lineup. And if I haven't gotten you, let's see if we have enough time for all of these. Otherwise, I'll get you on the next round if there's time. So first up is Babylonia, followed by Duke. Go ahead, Babylonia.
This reading from the Big Book today is really inspiring me to try to be of service more, to ensure my immunity, because I think I keep forgetting that and it happened yesterday. I was craving coffee and I've started to drink too much coffee, and I was like, Babylonia, just call somebody else and ask how they're doing. And when I did an outreach call, that craving lifted immediately. It's like connection really is the antidote. And I think before I used to try to help everyone around me, but in a kind of codependent way. And now through 12-step, I'm learning how to truly be of service to others, because first I fill myself up with God. I'm recovered, so I'm loving myself more. And from that source of abundance inside of me, I can overflow to others. Whereas before, I used to be sad and try to help others, and I don't think that's truly helping others. So I'm really grateful for the gift of this program. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Babylonia. Next up is Duke, followed by Franny. Go ahead, Duke. Star 1 to unmute.
Hi, my name is Duke, compulsive overeater in Rhode Island. Very grateful to be here. Thank you for your service. And this reading is powerful because it reminds me of the first word, you know, we admitted. And, you know, and he suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry his message to another alcoholic. You know, later on in the doctor's opinion, you know, it says as part of his rehabilitation, he commenced to present his conceptions to other alcoholics, impressing upon them they must do likewise with still others. And it's become the basis of a rapidly growing fellowship, you know. And he was given that permission, you know, in the hospital. And so when I speak today and when I I'm able to guide people through the steps, you know, I stay focused here in the big book and offer the solution, which is clearly written in black and white. I don't need to give my spin on things. And that is the altruistic movement that they talk about. One person helping another. I remember I was working with a gentleman in Florida. I didn't, you know, I don't ask people's background. And, you know, we're doing some work. And he said to me, what do I owe you? I'm like, you don't owe me anything. And he's like, but you gave of your time. And I'm like, that's exactly how this works. I help you so that you help somebody else. There's no money exchange. There's no profit to be made, you know. And what I get is a daily reprieve based upon the maintenance of my spiritual condition. And I can stay spiritually fit by working with other people. And my job now is to be in a place where I can be of maximum service to God and the people about me. Thank you for your service this morning.
Thank you so much, Duke. And next up is Franny B., followed by Miriam. Go ahead, Franny.
Hi, everybody. Fran Z., gratefully recovered in New Jersey. And thank you all for your service. That reading reminded me of a couple of things where in the big book it says that they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober. So I have to give this program away. It also said that a spiritual awakening, a spiritual experience was absolutely necessary. And how I get that spiritual experience is working these 12 steps to the best of my ability. You know, in another part of the book, it says we are not saints. So I work this program to the best of my ability. And my favorite part is in Dr. Bob's nightmare, where it gives the reasons that I pass it on. You know, the sense of duty, the pleasure. It really is a pleasure watching people transform, not only with their neutrality with food, but with their relationships and with their hope and with their positive attitude as opposed to the depression and the misery that this disease causes. And then it says that every time I do it, I take out a little more insurance for myself against a possible slip. So I hope and pray to never go back there and to just keep working this program to the best of my ability and to help others as much and as often as I can. It helps me, but it also is pleasing to God, I feel. So thank you for letting me share with that. I pass.
Thank you so much, Fran. And next up is Miriam.
Hi, this is Miriam J. from outside of Boston. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly, Miriam.
Great, thank you. Today is my first day of retirement, and I usually am on the 7 a.m. meeting, but slept a little later this morning. Thank you for your service this morning. This paragraph reminds me of how important it is for me to do service, not only to continue this divinely inspired program and to keep myself in recovery, but also because by working with others, I am not focused on myself. My disease is one of self-centeredness, selfishness, self-pity, self. And I need a way in which to break that bondage. And service is what does that for me. So when I'm feeling sorry for myself or whatever I'm feeling, I need to reach out to someone else so that I can change the focus from myself to somebody else. That's what I need to do to remain in recovery. And with that, I will pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Miriam. And next up is Jim.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tim. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New York City. Really a pleasure to be on this call today. I haven't called into this meeting in a long time, but due to my work schedule, it's been years, due to my work schedule, the in-person meetings in New York just aren't feasible for me at the time. Really grateful that we are starting back near the top of the book. Wonderful to read those Roman numeral pages. I'm sitting here listening to all of you and listening to this amazing moment in the history of our program, and thinking about Bill and where he was emotionally and spiritually at this time, and I start feeling like I shouldn't say anything and I shouldn't share, because well, what do I have to contribute? What do I have to share? These people know this book better than I do, and what have you all. I don't know quite enough to voice that, and that voice of self-pity, of wanting me to stay alone, of wanting me not to share experience, strength, and hope, is the one thing that we see Bill put down in this moment here. You know, this is before the codification of the steps. This is before the writing of the book, obviously. This is before all of these things. All this guy had was some good ideas, a relationship with God, and a willingness to reach out, and an understanding, due to his enlightened self-interest, that he had to reach out to other people in order to keep what he had. And so, you know, I'm inspired today by how very little Bill had in this moment to give away. He had the only thing that any of us have, which is his experience, strength, and hope. And in my moments of self-pity and the desire for isolation and soothing myself with being alone, I'm reminded that I have been given by my higher power enough to make a call, enough to talk at a lovely meeting, enough to be of service. At the very least, I have enough to do that. And so thank you all for having me today, and with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. And Kathy Jo's up next. Good morning.
Hi, this is Kathy Jo P., a recovering compulsive overeater in Minneapolis. And I'm just, when I look at this paragraph, remembering when I first came to this meeting, and the most beautiful words came out of my mouth when I called a sponsor and said, "You take people through the big book, don't you?" And I said, "Will you take me?" And I loved some of the shares I heard today about, yes, the people here are willing to help each other. And that's what gets us well. I also heard a quote one time that we don't get well and then sponsor. We get well by sponsoring. And that's how we get out of ourselves and become well. And I'm actually going through the steps again right now because my food started to get messy when I was going out to eat. And I am weighing and measuring every bite. I started this right around Martin Luther King's birthday. And it just feels so good to do hard work again and living this program and getting help and remembering that this whole process is living in the give rather than the get. And I am so grateful to all of you on the line, and thank you that I have a chair here, and I'll pass.
Thanks, Kathy, for sharing this morning. And Constance B. is up next. Go ahead, Constance.
Hi, my name is Constance B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be on this meeting this morning. What stuck out to me was when it said the broker had gone to Akron on a business venture, would it collapse, leave them greatly in fear that he might start drinking again? You know, I remember coming into the rooms, and I felt collapsed with so much pain and fear. And someone said earlier that the worst pain is the spiritual growth. And I'm learning today that pain is a gift. Because when I came into rooms, you know, that's what drove me to OA, because I was in so much pain. I was in so much fear of what was going on inside of me. You know, I was so tired of going from this diet to that diet and not knowing what was wrong with me. And then he said he suddenly realized that in order to save himself, he must carry the message. And I'm just so grateful that through this program, I found a very loving sponsor that was willing to teach me and to guide me in this program with the steps. And then in hopes that one day I would be able to carry this message. And I was just thinking, too, that there are no coincidences. There was no coincidence that Bill ended up in Akron, Ohio, and he met Dr. Bob. You know, there was no coincidence. And then look what all the things that happened, you know. Anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Constance, for sharing. And I'm going to take two more names. I think we'll have time for two more.
Hi, Debbie P. from Indiana.
Debbie P., great. And one more.
Roberta B.
Great, Roberta. Okay, let's start with those two. If we have time, we'll obviously add another. But go ahead, Debbie P. You're up.
Good morning, everyone. This is Debbie P. I'm calling from Indiana. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I really am appreciating what I'm hearing today, both the shares as well as the reading. And it seems like every time I work through this book, this is my second time through, and every time I get through it, let me back up. This is my second time through with Vision. And every time I go through it and read, I seem to get something else out of it that maybe I didn't see before, or something pops out that is totally related to where I'm at in my process right now. And I'm on step three. I'm 3 weeks out of a relapse. And what I'm starting to see is that by working through these steps, I'm gaining the ability to be patient with myself, having more self awareness and tolerance for where I am in my process, and not putting so much pressure on myself. And then as I'm making my calls, I'm finding out that what I give, I get in return in droves. In other words, like I start making calls, and even if people aren't home, I leave them a message, just say, hey, I'm reaching out. But then, like, maybe they can't call me back that day, but the next day, you know, I'm just getting all these calls. And if I don't reach out and make the calls, I don't get calls. And so I'm starting to see how that process is working. So I'm helping others. Others are helping me when they call me back. And let's see. In step three, I realized that I don't have the ability yet to have a really good, strong relationship with my higher power, though I know that there is a higher power, and that's the only way that I can get through this program, as well as, you know, working with others. And I'm just, you know, those things are slowly sinking into me. Much slower than I would like, actually, and I'm just grateful to see this progress in myself today, as well as to hear all the shares today. And I'm going to pass with that. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Debbie. And next up is Roberta, and I think that'll probably be all the time we have. Go ahead, Roberta B.
Good morning, Roberta B. from Southern California, and mostly want to claim my seat. I always feel like I don't have anything to say, and yet all the shares I've had this morning is everything heard this morning is everything that I want to say. But what I want to add to that is how blessed I feel to be a part of this group. And you know, I'm fairly new. I'm beginning, middle of December since I've been in these rooms, but I'm not a foreign, it's not foreign to me for recovery, but the way A Vision for You does this is just absolutely so brilliant. And the outreach calls are such a gift. You know, it used to be the 500-pound phone, but the calling and the receiving calls and giving service at such an early time in recovery and not having been recovered yet, I get to see how lovely it is to give service to others by through the phone calls. It's such a gift, and I've received so many gifts from just calling people and saying I'm not doing good today, and they relate, and there's something that said that it's like, okay, there's God, and you know, there's been so much like that. I'm just so grateful. I just want to share that I'm grateful that I'm in these rooms, and I'm grateful for all of you. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Roberta. We have time for another share. Who would like to close us out today?
Hi, this is Diane. May I share?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you guys for the reading. I'm just going to claim my seat. My name is Diane N. I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater. So grateful for that reading and for you, to you guys, for your service and for the reading on today. One thing that so resonated with me was that Bill was saying, you know, he hadn't been able to get anyone else to come in the program, but he remained sober. So that's the reason we sponsor. I mean, you know, it keeps us sponsored. Sponsor keeps us sober. Sometimes people, I know for myself, sometimes I've been hesitant. It's like, okay, what if they don't become like the absolute best sponsoree in the world? You know, I'm trying to control the outcome, but I can't today. My job is to do the work. And one other thing, I'm feeling like this program, this recovery is such a miracle for me. As I was listening to the readers, the thought that came to me, you know, how grateful I am, first of all. And it's as if that all this time I've been living in the basement, because I heard someone say this. I didn't come up with it. Of course, I heard someone say it years ago. I've been living in the basement, and I'm so glad I'm inside the rooms. I'm so glad I'm in recovery. But there's a penthouse, guys. There's a penthouse, and the penthouse is open to whoever wanted. But I've been afraid to go to the penthouse. It's because, okay, I'm not worthy of that. I can't go up there. But it's where all these miracles are happening, and it was open to me. So today I am so grateful for this miracle. It is such a miracle, the miracle of recovery and the miracle I received of just saying enough suffering. It's time for me just to work these steps. And as a result of working the steps, I received a spiritual awakening. Thank you for your service, and thank you for letting me share today. I pass.
Oh, great way to take us out. That's what we're here for, to stop the suffering. Thank you, thank you. And I want to thank everyone for Team Monday for the month of February. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your moderator for the past few weeks. I appreciate the opportunity. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read A Vision for You?
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.